Hello, hello, hello. Here's Marlanka with another episode from Oroville Radio, From a New Earth by Eckhart Tolle, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose. Well, if you are awake enough, aware enough, to be able to observe how you interact with other people, you may detect subtle changes in your speech, in your attitude and behavior, depending on the person you're interacting with. At first, it may be easier to observe this in others. Then you may also detect it in yourself. Is the way in which you speak to the chairman of the company, is it different in subtle ways from how you speak to the janitor, the gardener? How you speak to a child may be different from how you speak to an adult. Why is that? You are playing roles. You are not yourself, neither with the chairman, nor with the janitor, nor with the child. When you walk into a store to buy something, when you go to a restaurant, bank, post office, you may find yourself slipping into pre-established social rules. You become a customer, and you speak and act as such. And you may be treated by the salesperson or waiter who is also playing a role as a customer. A range of conditioned patterns of behavior come into effect between two human beings that determine the nature of the interaction. Instead of human beings, conceptual mental images are interacting with one another. Now, the more identified people are with their respective roles, the more inauthentic the relationships become. You have a mental image, not only of who the other person is, but also of who you are, especially in relation to the person you're interacting with. So you're not relating with that person at all, but who you think you are is relating to who you think the other person is, and vice versa. The conceptual image your mind has made of yourself is relating to its own creation, which is the conceptual image it has made of the other person. The other person's mind has probably done the same. So, every egoic interaction between two people is, in reality, an interaction between four conceptual mind-made identities that are ultimately fictitious. It is therefore not surprising there is so much conflict in relationships. There is no true relationship. Happiness as a role versus true happiness. How are you? Oh, just great, couldn't be better. True or false? In many cases, happiness is a role people play. And behind the not very smiling facade, there's a great deal of pain. Depression, breakdowns, and overreactions are common when unhappiness is covered up behind a smiling exterior and brilliant white teeth. When there is denial, sometimes even to oneself, that there is much unhappiness. Just fine is a role the ego plays more commonly in America than in certain other countries where being and looking miserable is almost the norm and therefore more socially acceptable. It's probably an exaggeration, but I'm told that in the capital of one Nordic country, you run the risk of being arrested for drunken behavior if you smile at strangers in the street. If there is unhappiness in you, first you need to acknowledge that it is there. But don't say, "I'm unhappy." Unhappiness has nothing to do with who you are. Say rather, "There is unhappiness in me." Then investigate it. A situation you find yourself in may have something to do with it. And action may be required to change the situation or remove yourself from it. Now, if there is nothing you can do, face what it is and say, "Well, Right now, this is how it is. I can either accept it or make myself miserable. The primary cause of unhappiness is never the situation, but your thoughts about it. The primary cause of unhappiness is never the situation, but your thoughts about it. Be aware of the thoughts you are thinking. Separate those thoughts from the situation, which is always neutral, which always is as it is. There is the situation or the fact, and here are my thoughts about it. So instead of making up stories, stay with the facts. For example, "I am ruined" is a story. It limits you and prevents you from taking effective action. "I have 50 cents left in my bank account" is a fact. Facing facts is always empowering. Be aware that what you think, to a large extent, creates the emotions that you feel. See the link between your thinking and your emotions. Rather than being your thoughts and emotions, be the awareness behind them. Don't seek happiness. If you seek it, you won't find it, because seeking is the antithesis of happiness. Happiness is ever elusive, but freedom from unhappiness is attainable now by facing what is, rather than making up stories about it. Unhappiness covers up your natural state of well-being and inner peace, the source of true happiness. The secret of happiness. All of the above are assumptions, unexamined thoughts, confused with reality. They're stories the ego creates to convince you that you cannot be at peace now or cannot be fully yourself now. Being at peace and being who you are, that is, being yourself, are one. The ego says, "Well, maybe at some point in the future I can be at peace. If this or that or the other happens, or I can obtain this or become that. But I can never be at peace because of something that happened in the past." Listen to people's story, and they could all be entitled, "Why I Cannot Be at Peace Now." The ego doesn't know, cannot acknowledge that your only opportunity for being at peace is now. Or maybe it does know, and it is afraid that you may find this out. For peace, after all, is the end of the ego. How to be at peace now? By making peace with the present moment. The present moment is the field upon which the game of life happens. It cannot happen anywhere else. Once you've made peace with the present moment, see what happens, what you can do or choose to do, or rather what life does through you. There are three words that convey the secret of the art of living, the secret of all success and happiness. Three little words. One with life. Being one with life is being one with now. You then realize that you don't live your life, but life lives you. Life is the dancer, and you are the dance. The ego loves its resentment of reality. Well, what is reality? Whatever is. Buddha called it tatata, the suchness of life, which is no more than the suchness of this moment. Opposition toward that suchness is one of the main features of the ego. It creates the negativity that the ego thrives on, the unhappiness that it loves. In this way, you make yourself and others suffer, and don't even know that you're doing it. Don't even know that you're creating hell on earth. Now, to create suffering without recognizing it, this is the essence of unconscious living. This is being totally in the grip of the ego. The extent of the ego's inability to recognize itself and see what it is doing, it's staggering. It's unbelievable. It will do exactly what it condemns others for and not see it. And when it is pointed out, it will use angry denial, clever arguments, and self-justification to distort the facts. People do it. Corporations do it. Governments do it. When all else fails, the ego will resort to shouting or even to physical violence. Send in the Marines. We can now understand the deep wisdom in Jesus' words on the cross. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. To end the misery that has afflicted the human condition for thousands of years, you must start with yourself and take responsibility for your inner state at any given moment. Well, that means now. Ask yourself, is there negativity in me at this moment? Then become alert, attentive to your thoughts as well as your emotions. Watch out for the low-level unhappiness in whatever form that I mentioned earlier, such as discontent, nervousness, being fed up, and so on. Watch out for thoughts that appear to justify or explain this unhappiness, but in reality cause it. The moment you become aware of a negative state within yourself, it does not mean that you have failed. It means that you have succeeded. For until that awareness happens, there's identification with inner states, and such identification is simply ego. With awareness comes disidentification from thoughts, emotions, and reactions. Now, this is not to be confused with denial. The thoughts, emotions, or reactions are recognized. And in the moment of recognizing, disidentification happens automatically. Your sense of self, of who you are, then undergoes a shift. For before, you were the thoughts, emotions, and reactions. But now, you are the awareness, conscience, presence that witnesses those states. We'll pause at this point for today with fond hopes that we can step back and realize who we are and be in the now, for it's really all we have. Thank you for listening to Auroville Radio. Marlenka signing off. Until the next episode.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the City of Dawn.